Every day, millions of people use skincare and makeup products without knowing the disturbing truth that certain products can harm or even kill them. Today, we'll tell you about the harmful ingredients in all types of makeup, starting with lipstick. Millions of people each day use lipstick without knowing that what's some harmless product could kill them. For example, UC Berkeley conducted some research that shows most lipsticks that have toxic ingredients in them, and even if you don't directly consume the liquid, you can accidentally ingest it and the toxic metals. Very harmful metals that can kill you, like aluminum, manganese, lead, and titanium, are all found in lipwear. Back to talking about lead and being lipwear, reports of that have been in the lipstick since the 90s, which is very alarming for all makeup wearers. As I focus on one item of makeup lipstick which had terrible ingredients in it, I will talk about the harmful toxins and chemicals put in the different skincare and makeup. For example, toxins like benzene, coal tar colors, formaldehyde are all found in everyday things such as blush and skincare. And these toxins cause cancers for animals in animal testing labs, so maybe also humans could get cancer from those ingredients. Another example of bad ingredients put in makeup are chemicals that are hormone disrupting. They can lower immunity to disease and cause neurological and reproductive damage. The next thing I'm going to talk about is fake makeup. Fake makeup is a knockoff of a major beauty company. These knockoffs can use feces, microbes, carcinogen, arsenic, beryllium, cadmium as ingredients that can severely hurt you. For example, a woman applied a fake lipstick and then after multiple uses, her lips started swelling up and she had blisters all over her face the next day. In conclusion, I talked about many harmful ingredients that are in beauty and skincare products. Everything I talked about is so shocking. To sum everything up, everyday cosmetics have ingredients which should be in a test tube, then on our faces.